Welcome to the Don't You Worry podcast. We're your hosts, Briley and Britton Caldwell, and we're here to say don't you worry through stories, encouragement, and joy. Be sure to like and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. So sit back, relax, and enjoy today's conversation. What is up, you guys? Welcome back to the Don't You Worry podcast. It's your favorite host, Briley and Britton. And we are so pumped because we have been waiting so long for this episode to drop.
Oh my goodness.
We've been working hard on it and we've been keeping it a secret from you guys, but you guys are the first to know. Are you ready?
Yes. Producer, give us a drum roll.
We've got new merch out. Oh my gosh. We are so excited about this. We have a brand new hoodie that just dropped.
Yes.
On it, it says worry expires. You can see the picture. And you guys, everyone is going to want this.
Yes.
Not only, okay, so I'm wearing our previous merch, our first merch drop, which says light doesn't lose. And if you thought this one was good, the next one is like so much
going
better.
To be fire. Everyone's going to want it. You can pre-order it.
Yes.
Through the entire month of November. It'll be shipped by Christmas. So if you,
yeah,
Christmas gifts for people, send it to people who you want to buy it for you for Christmas.
Like, yes.
Just get it.
Make sure you are following us on Instagram and all the socials. So then you can send it to people. You can share it to your story. We have got to hype this up because it's going to be so, so good. Everyone's going to want one. It's so exciting. But today we just wanted to take our episode to tell you guys about it and why we chose this phrase specifically. Because there were, in the merch creating process, there are so many ideas that get thrown around. Ideas that we like, ideas we don't like, and then sometimes we end up and we're finally like, yep, that's the one.
It's a creative, awful, terrible process that I hope no one has to go through, but it produces something so good.
And we are so excited to show you guys. So tell them a little bit about how we talked about this phrase a little bit before.
Yes. So we did a fighting word series towards, I don't know, maybe about a year ago, a little over a year. I don't really know. I can't really remember when we did it.
But we did
these powerful phrases that like hit you in the gut. And that was where light doesn't lose came from.
Yeah.
So we had this first phrase that we did and it was worry has an expiration date.
Mm-hmm.
So I know it's not the exact same thing on the merch, but it's still got the same idea. And it's from the passage Revelation 21, specifically verse 4. But it is, I personally loved that Fighting Words episode.
Mm-hmm.
The whole Fighting Words series really inspired me more than like I believed in those episodes and I believed what I was like saying and producing. And those are just so, such amazing phrases that are, I just love the first one. And I did so much preparation for the first one because whenever I heard that phrase, I was like, I stepped back and I dug deep into it and I looked in the Bible and I looked at some different things and I really developed that phrase and it has just been something that always like ignites me and it gives me the hope for future and like just seeing the phrase worry expires, like I have dealt with so much worry in my life and that is completely on me and like that's fleshly and it is not something that is producing the best version of Britton Caldwell.
Yeah.
And when I see what worry has done to me in the past and where I've been when I worry, and it's like that's such a dark place for me and that's so negative and it's just awful, but then I see that that's gonna expire, like oh my gosh, that gives it, just like ignites this fire in me that makes me want to go, like it makes me never want to worry again, which like I know I will, but it really gives me so much hope in knowing like Jesus is going to kill this worry one day and it's going to be completely gone.
So our whole podcast is called Don't You Worry, of course. Whether you have been watching us from day one, thank you, or this is your very first episode, this, we've always said, don't you worry. Our dad and mom have always said to us, don't you worry, because growing up, both of us have dealt with a lot of worry of anything. It could be worry of the future. It could be worry about like dumb things. There could be like anxious
temporary things.
Yeah, we both dealt with anxiety, hard things like that. But the Bible literally says, don't you worry. If you're worrying, you're going against the Bible. That's a sin.
Exactly.
That's not a good thing. But it's, so we just love that phrase so much. And we've been using it, of course, in every episode. So then when we realized, why should you not worry? Well, because worry is going to expire one day. And this phrase and light doesn't lose both have a sense of like winning to it. Because if you have Jesus as your Lord and Savior, if you have him in your life, then you are on the winning side. Because you're about to read a passage out of Revelation, but
the thoughts in Revelation, the vision that John sees and everything, it points us to what is to come, the prophecy that was to come. And it's so hopeful, I guess.
It's like encouraging.
You were saying hopeful. It's so hopeful to know that you're already on the winning side. I was telling you earlier, I was like, this is kind of a silly analogy, but we love the Vols. Go Vols.
Yes.
Yay, Tennessee. but like your favorite sports team, if they win, you are sharing that on social media. You are commenting Go Vols on other people's on other people's posts.
It's on your Instagram.
You're wearing their merch. You are excited. You're playing Rocky Top. Like you, if your team wins, you are so hyped up.
And you're telling everybody. You're like, my team won. Like your team lost. Like, you are like, you're proclaiming that.
Yeah. So then in the scheme of eternity, the fact that some of us have the God of the universe, the God that created me, the God that created you, that created every single tiny blade of grass on this earth, is talking to us. And he's like, as long as you trust in me, we're going to win. That's insane. Like sometimes I read the Bible or sometimes I think about these things and I'm like, that's cool. And then I'm like, wait, what? That's literally crazy. Yeah. So go ahead and read for us. I had four verses from Revelation that I had shown you.
Yeah. So in Revelation 21 verses 1-4, it says, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling place of God is with man. He will dwell with them, and they will be his people, and God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away."
That is such a beautiful vision in my brain when I read that, because regardless of if you've struggled with worry or not, which most people we've interviewed on this podcast, most people we talk to have dealt with worry at some point in their life. Even like we had interviewed last year, multiple people from our school who were the seniors of the school, the big time, like everyone thought they had their life together. We interviewed multiple of them and they all were like, yeah, I've worried a lot. I worry about where I'm going next year. I've worried about what people are going to think of me. I've worried about all these things. So yes, a lot of people do deal with that. But the verse in Revelation 21:4 reminds us that any earthly pain you've ever experienced, whether you have lost a loved one, which we've both dealt with, whether you've dealt with anxiety or worry or physical pain or rejection or hurt, or maybe you've dealt with issues in your family, you've dealt with broken relationships, you've dealt with hardships in like a romantic relationship, whatever it may be, every single pain, like think about every time you've ever really cried, you've ever been really upset about something, you've truly been broken. And then you picture when you do get to heaven, if you've accepted Jesus, then when you get there, he would literally wipe the tears away from your face and say, it's all gone. There's no more of that.
I know.
There's no more bad.
I love that right before that verse, it says like, you know, this new world was coming down and it's like a bride for her husband. Like anytime you go to a wedding, like the bride is beautiful. Her makeup is perfect. Her dress is white. It's pure. Like just everything about it is so gorgeous. And it's like, that is so like it paints such beautiful imagery like in your head, then you can just see like how beautiful is this, because like I have cried many times and like I've been heartbroken multiple times, like, and it's really hard and it feels like you're never gonna get out of it sometimes, but just thinking like putting myself back sometimes in order for me to be truly grateful in a moment, I bring myself back to like a time where I was so heartbroken and I just imagine this verse and I imagine Jesus is literally wiping the tears from your face. He grabs your face in his hands and he's like, no more.
Yeah.
It's done.
And then it's gone.
Exactly. And it's like, I'm so happy now. Yeah. I'm so joyful.
Yeah. It's like if you were on an earthly thing, like if it's a team that you're struggling, going through a ton of pain and all of this stuff, then once you get to the end, when you win, it's like there's no more pain.
Yeah.
There's no more hurt. There's no more endless nights of, oh, working hard and trying to do the best that you absolutely can. You're just going to get there and you're going to be in his presence. And that's such a beautiful thing, which the power of these verses just overwhelms me anyway. we had a big Vive night. We called it Vive for like a night for the revival generation. And we did this with a bunch of our students in the community. And we talked about Revelation. We talked about John seeing Jesus. And it said that in his vision, when he was seeing Jesus and seeing the coming king, when Jesus comes the second time, when he was seeing him, he like in an instant, it was like a flash. He couldn't even see Jesus in all his glory because it was so much to take
out.
In. He was like, he just fell. And it's like, wow, like I'm in awe. I don't know what to say. And the fact that John was close with him.
Yes.
Like he was Jesus' close best with friend. Jesus. And seeing a beautiful image of him coming truly rattled him inside. And like, do we even picture Jesus like that? Because we picture God sometimes as just, oh, yep, let me thank you for my food again. Oh, yeah, let me thank you for a nice day. Let me thank you that I have nice friends. Like, all of these things are good to be grateful. But if we just picture God as this God that we're just dragging along throughout our day, that he does what he wants, and then we ask him for a few things and we thank him for a few things, we truly do not understand even a glimpse of who he is.
I know. I've been going through Kate Downing. We've interviewed her multiple yes. times on the podcast. I've been going through her Bible study.
Shout out. Everyone needs to get the Fighting with Fear Bible
study. And I was going through it, and there was like a prayer model in one of the pages. Mm-hmm. And the first thing that it's like, this is a guided prayer that can help you like develop your prayer relationship with God deep into a deeper level. And it said, the first thing, it was like, give him praise for who he is and realize who he is and how small you are. Like, humble yourself and realize, oh my goodness.
You are nothing without him.
He is literally the God of the universe. Just like picture the throne room of heaven in Revelation. It describes it. Go back, read it, and just sit there and be like, what on earth? Like, I'm so insignificant and he is so amazing and I'm still going through things. Like, there's not, obviously none of that's going to go away in the world, but none of that matters because it's all going to be gone one day and it's all going to be beautiful. And that's why, like, I believe in this merch so much, because people, when that's encouraging to see, like, people have told me I'll wear our merch, our light doesn't lose. And they're like, it just looks so, like, it looks so joyful. Like the yellow, the vibrance, like, it's so encouraging to see your sweatshirt like that and wearing that and proclaiming that. It's like, I have hope.
And the best part is, too, if somebody sees it, they're like, oh, what does this mean? Mm-hmm. Or, oh, where did you get this? You can say, oh, well, the Don't You Worry podcast, this podcast I follow, I heard this phrase that I just thought was so powerful. It came from the Bible. Like, obviously, point back to the source here. We're doing nothing.
Yes.
But it's so powerful when somebody asks you about that. There's, when you were just talking about, like, the insane power of God, there's an old worship song lyric that's been around for a while from Great Are You Lord, and it's just, it's your breath in our lungs. And that phrase, just every time I hear it, it's like, wow, I would not be breathing right now. Like, there, I would have no breath if it weren't for God. So how on earth do you think you know more than God does?
Exactly.
How on earth are you worrying when he controls your future, when he controls the end? You don't know how long you have on this earth. You don't know if you have today or 20 years or 200, like, I don't know how long you have, but God does. And just the hope that he is in control gives you the hope that anything I've ever experienced is going to go away.
Yeah. And like you were saying, when people, when you wear this sweatshirt or this hoodie, whatever it is, people are going to ask about it. And then that gives you an opportunity to start a conversation about Jesus with that person. Maybe that person is not saved and they've been dealing with a lot of worry and they don't know how to get free from that. And you can be like, hey, listen to the hope that I have. Like, listen to my story. And then that just opens a conversation. Like, a lot of people wonder, how can I just randomly start a conversation? And I'm not saying this is the only way, but it's an easy way to do it. And plus, the way that the design is, it's kind of like, oh, do a double take. Hello? What does that say? What does that mean? Wait, I want to know more about this. Like, it leaves people on the edge of their seats, and like that gets burned into people's brains. Like, worry expires. Like, Revelation 21. I know that's from the Bible. Let me go look up this myself. Yeah. You know?
Which, a small little design element that like was sort of intentional, sort of not, is that the words are almost kind of broken up by the scripture, because the scripture is in the center of it, and it's the part that's like kind of sticking out if you look for it. But the other words where he's expiring, it's just like,
it's like, oh, it's
fading expiring. Away. It's, yeah. It's and leaving. The only constant thing is this, yeah. the truth in the scripture. That's just a cool element that I thought you guys yep. might want to know. But we love this phrase so much and we believe in it so much because regardless of worry or not, whatever it is that is a bad earthly thing that you've experienced, whatever mm-hmm. pain it is, there's so much hope in knowing that you have a future with God forever.
Yes, it's so amazing. So I hope you guys love the merch yes. and loved hearing about this little reason why we produced it and
yeah.
why we believe in it so much, because we truly have the hope that yeah. we are proclaiming through this merch. And I hope yeah. you guys love it so much and
go pre-order it. Go share it with all your friends. Pre-order now. You yes. can pre-order the entire month it's of available. November. Remember, get it before Christmas. Order it for your friends before Christmas. It's going to be so, so good. And we can't wait for you guys to enjoy it as much as we do.
Yes. We'll see you guys next time with another great episode.